Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. Fancy New Band today. I'm very, 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 very excited to have in the studio Fever Party.
Hello.
Hello. which is Gareth and Jay.
Yep.
As is the fate of most drummers in the Fancy New Band, Jay does not have a microphone, but
he can yell out comments. Weird hearing the promo ad thing, because that's Matt from my old band. I felt like he was in the room telling me to actually get ready to play.
Come on, guys, get it together.
Yeah.
Spit shine your cymbals. I never realized it was Matthew Crawley until just now.
I can hear that voice.
That's embarrassing. And I've heard Matthew Crawley is a bit lax on getting his lyrics together, which is...
Yeah. It's funny, some of these new Fever Party songs, a couple of them are songs I wrote for Conjurers that never got lyrics. So I just took the riff back.
I read a little interview with you. I can't remember where it was. It may have been Under the Radio or Radio New Zealand. You did say that you called out Matthew Crawley and then said, but now you've had to attempt writing your own lyrics and it's a little more trickier than that.
It was a nice situation. The Conjurers, our old band, where we all contributed things, and I did. We always used to have saw Matthew, and he'd actually change the lyrics of the songs gig to gig. But now in this new band and I'm sitting down with a notepad writing, I feel like a sad teenager. It is quite embarrassing writing lyrics.
Does the content come naturally to you, like the ideas flow, or does the music come first?
The riffs kind of come at random times, and then I usually come up with a chorus at the time, but then me and Jay will work on it and he usually adds ideas or whatever. Yeah, and I try not to write love songs, try to write something a bit more interesting. Though the first song we're going to play today is kind of a love song. But
is this Working Love?
Yeah, Working Love.
I love Working Love.
Oh,
I think it's put Fever Party into the category of my new favourite band I've never seen play live before.
good. Well, we can rectify that. Next month we're playing with Water and Skiller and Cool Tan at Whammy on August 11th.
Yes.
Be nice and early for us, probably, with four bands.
you put out Working Love earlier in the year.
Yeah, we got my friend Jonathan Bree to record it. He is doing a second song for us that we're going to play today, but I don't know when they will arrive. Him and Chelsea are going off for a massive world tour. So
right.
Our songs, he does our songs in a couple of hours. Just records them, whereas I'm sure the songs on the Jonathan Bree album, probably each song took like 3 months or something.
Crafted intimately, yeah.
Yeah, so don't feel like you're going to hear any Jonathan Bree style.
It's a great recording though, and it is, I mean, I would say it's sort of melodic garage rock.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, Jay's been in some kind of heavier bands like Lurch, and I've been in some more poppy bands like Ruby Suns and Brunettes and stuff.
And we did just mention the Conjurers.
Yeah, and the Conjurers was already a bit of a blend of that, but this is even more so maybe. I mean, the Conjurers was always recording like, well, the first EP anyway was like pretty raw, pretty live. So we're trying to find a balance between a bit more rawness and still keeping a pop element.
You put out Working Love earlier this year and you guys only got together a few months before that, at the end of 2017, is that...
Yeah, pretty much. Like I Conjurers were just having trouble because every single person in the Conjurers was in another band, and so it was kind of slowing down, which was fair enough, especially Matt Crawley with closing Golden Dawn and everything.
Sure.
And Jay was like, do you want to be in a band? And I said, only if it's a two-piece, because I'm sick of organising band practices with five people.
Less people to argue with.
And you guys have never played together before?
Nope.
No.
How's it working out? How did that theory pan out so far?
Oh, good. We've written some songs, in the practice space. So we obviously find a groove together. Like Jay's, with Working Love, the second kind of bridge guitar solo. But Jay, that was kind of Jay's idea. It was like, oh, well, let's break down the song and have a bit where it goes right down to drums and have another riff. So, he's involved in the songwriting, and it's a good collaborative thing.
Should we hear some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try Working Love. Oops, dead air. Sing more of it. Okay, cool. Thanks. Yep. That was our sound person, Amelia.
Thanks, Amelia.
This next song, it's called at the moment. I'm not sure. I watched this video called Nora about the professional skater Nora online, it's inspired by that, I guess. I haven't quite worked out the lyrics, so this one's for you, Matt Crawley.
Oh,
Peel. Oh, very kind. Okay, one more song. We're Fever Party. As I said, playing on August 11th at Whammy. This last one is called Get Some. That'll be our next single, I guess. I'll give it a bill.
Get some.
Thanks for having us.
Gareth and Jay, thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
No problem.
We can catch you at Whammy on the 11th of August with Water, Skila, Coolton, if we want to follow you. And I'm sure you've got some
Facebook,
stuff coming
yeah.
out. Facebook, Instagram, Fever Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to thank you and say goodbye, I've lined up some Bo Diddley.
Sweet.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.